Linda, a Centenary Development Enabler for Baptists Together.
And I'm Helen Cameron, Research Fellow at the Centre for Baptist Studies at Regent's Park College, Oxford. Together, we are the co-leaders of Project Violet.
Welcome to Season 2 of the Project Violet podcast. Project Violet is a research project investigating women's experiences in ministry whilst developing women ministers. We are trying to understand better the theological, missional, and structural obstacles women ministers face and identify ways forward.
In this second season, we will introduce you to some of the women who have taken part in the project and the research they have done.
We hope that listening to these episodes will help you engage with the findings of the project, which can be found on the Project Violet website.
Today, I'm speaking with Pam Searle. Welcome, Pam.
Hello, Helen.
Start by telling us about your current ministry.
Yes, so I'm a minister at Sutton Baptist Church, and Sutton is in London, and it's a town centre church. And I started there in 2019, and I'm still here, having managed to get the church through COVID and various other big deals. And we're seeing change and growth, and it's a great church.
That's wonderful. Thank you for sharing that. I'm wondering whether we can go back to the beginning of your ministry and you can tell us how you came to be a Baptist minister.
Yes, of course. I attended a church not too far from here in Sutton, Purley Baptist Church, and I was mentored greatly by Peter Noddin and Pam Bryan, the ministers at the time. And I recall going to see Peter and saying to him that I felt that there was a bit of a nudge for calling, and it was quite wonderful that he said, and about time too. And that was the start of a great journey. I had a calling as a younger sort of teenager, but felt that actually it was probably right what my parents said, you know, learn a bit more about life before you go into ministry, and the rest is history, really.
Oh, that's wonderful. It's good to hear people's stories and how they came to be responding to God's call. So you took part in the third group of Project Violet co-researchers. Can you tell us what you looked at in your research and why it was important to you?
Yes, so my research looked at the decline in women ministers within ministry, Baptist ministry specifically. I think it really struck me that having got close to coming out of ministry myself, I felt you always seem to think, I don't know, you know, you may have experienced this, but that when you're going through a hardship, that it's only you that's going through that, and it's very personal. But once I began to feel a bit stronger and started to talk to one or two other ladies, women ministers, that is, I started to realise that actually it wasn't just me with these troubling experiences, and these weren't isolated incidences. And so I felt the nudge to sort of delve a bit deeper. Mm-hmm. And the deeper I went, I realised that actually that the pain that I suffered in ministry, and the pain that a number of women who have suffered and come out of ministry, it wasn't stopping. They were left quite badly scarred. And so I wanted to see if there's something that I could do to encourage women ministers and to perhaps even excite some women who are perhaps looking at ministry. And then, you know, Project Violet seemed to emerge. It seemed as if it was all a big answer to prayer, that, you know, here am I sort of considering why this happened to me, hearing what's happened to other women as well, and then hearing from Jane about Project Violet. It was so exciting, and it's great to see God at hand.
Thank you. So it sounds as if your research came from a mix of personal experience and having listened to the stories of others. How did you actually go about conducting your research?
So I made a point of making sure that I stuck to, you know, the guidelines, you know, which you have to do, that you and Jane gave me. And I started to ask a few women, you know, if they would be prepared to share their stories. As you can imagine, a lot of women said no, because they wanted, you know, that was a chapter in their lives that they had left, and you know, was still quite raw. So those that said that they would be prepared to share their story, I wrote some questions for them. They had sight of the questions beforehand, so nothing was a surprise. Mm-hmm. You know, when in dealing with this sort of subject, there can't be any surprises, because you're dealing with quite a painful subject, you know, where hurts have occurred. So I tried to speak to some women who have come out of Baptist ministry and some women who are still in Baptist ministry, and just, if you like, surviving.
So that sounds, I mean, it sounds as if there's a lot of courage from those women to share their stories with you, and some really yes. challenging listening on your part.
Yes. Yeah.
Now, you've written up some of the learning that came from those interviews into a report, which is going to be available for people. Would you like to just say why you would like people to read your report?
So I think I want to nudge people into realising that we shouldn't be trying to survive ministry. We should be... well, enjoying for a start, and it should be that we feel encouraged to be in ministry by all, accepted for who we are, and not feeling that we have to be pushed into a sausage machine, so to speak. You know, God has called us as women, individual women, to share the gifts and skills that he has given us. And so that's really the encouragement that I want to pass on, that any woman that has been called should be able to go walk into ministry with those gifts. And not experience racism, sexism, should be treated as an equal. Mm-hmm. When you read my report, you'll see that there